Hell yeah, Sola Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Welcome on this afternoon, Jane, lead singer of the band called Dust In Mind. Hi, Jane. Nice to meet you.
Hey, guys. I'm really nice to meet you. It's great to be back here.
Yeah, me too. I'm really happy for talking to you this afternoon on my 2:14 Rock Show. We're Rock Station, Vinyl Times, classic rock radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I just realized that you come from Paris since. So when we shot our music video in last month, we were not so far from you, actually.
Yeah, I know that. I know we are coming. Jen, CTRL will be released in the late night of this Thursday to Friday at midnight, exactly on all digital platforms in this world. What a great news.
Yes, we are so excited now. The last week was really, really intense for us, and because we are in the middle of the promotion, and so there is still a lot to do, but I'm so looking forward now to release this album, you know, to share it entirely with our community, with the fans. And our last album was released in 2018, so finally we get there.
Yeah, and thanks to your label, Datunes Music Group, they are doing a great job with you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, after listening to this new album, CTRL, you give a lot of feelings to your music. It's a kind of magic.
Yeah, we could say it like that. Yeah, because these feelings that we put in the music, this is something we really feel with, you know, with our guts, I would say. So it's really part of us, and it's so strong for us that it could be called like magic. Definitely for us.
Yeah, definitely. Musically, there are many atmospheric variations on your music.
Also, yes, we really try, or it's not that we try because we want to fit to something, but that's what we like. But we really like diversity and variety between different songs. We want to have some really efficient and groovy songs, and also some atmospheric also. And we thought that in our previous album we had maybe it was a bit sometimes too much, you know, there was no air, you know, between some songs. And so in this album we really tried to let space, you know, for the audience to breathe between songs, I would say. So we really tried to navigate between these two tendencies.
Yeah, of course. Likewise, said Mr. Lordi. He was on air a few weeks ago and he told me likewise. And your and your music sometimes is very metal sound, and in other times it's romantic. Is France still the country of love?
Maybe it could sound a bit a cliche, but it is probably in our genes, you know. we can't help for that. So yeah, definitely, especially for, you know, in Synapse's song there is this French part that so people could say that it's a bit romantic, but yeah, I think it could be romantic in the way that it's just our heart that is talking without, you know, with just letting go, you know, with just no fake things. It's just true feelings. So in a way, I mean, it's romantic, but in its own way, not, you know, like a ballad or something. I think all the songs are romantic in a way.
Okay. During the lockdown, the band lived together. I read that on your biography. Just In Mind, I guess, is a family.
Yeah, definitely. The with the band, when we heard that there was this lockdown, so of course there was a few days a bit, you know, we were kind of panicked, and after a few days we just thought, okay, we have to be together. We cannot, you know, be away for so long. We don't know how long it will go, and so we decided to be together, and so we worked on our sound, and we also had a lot of brainstorming sessions, and between the two lockdowns there was also something very precious for us. We were in a venue, and so we worked in our light show, in our stage, on the scenery, and there was also a coach. And he came and we worked on, you know, our attitude on stage. That's something we never did before, but we really wanted to have an approach of someone else that is not from the metal scene also. And also we had a long night, you know, talking with the guys and kind of, how to say, not exercises, but we had letting go exercises between us, you know. For example, we had to say to each other what we love to each other in the band, you know. And so we are a lot of really much connected. But I think that these lockdowns create an even more strong bond together.
Yeah, as you said, you have worked on all of parts of the band. Today you have a new sound, 2021, but 2022.
Yes, definitely. I'm really looking forward also that, so in the album there is a huge difference compared to From Ashes to Flames, but I really hope that for the live also the audience will feel this difference, because yes, we worked a lot on that.
Yeah, but just in mind, your band, there is two real voices.
Yes, definitely. And I think on this album we really try to, you know, to break the rules and not to have just, you know, the female singer have to sing the chorus, etc. And we really wanted to change this tendency. So this is why Damien is singing on a lot of chorus. And also there is a more diversity in a big range, vocal range. You know, we just we get out of our comfort zone, and so we are just singing. There is a lot of different way of singing in this album, and I think that this is something that we missed in the previous ones. You know, we didn't dare to get out of this comfort zone, but now we did it. I'm really, really happy, and I'm really proud of Damien too.
Awesome, awesome. A couple of weeks ago, my partner Doc Olivier on the show called Last Ride was on air with Mr. Blaze Bailey, ex-singer of Iron Maiden, and Blaze said, "Oh, it's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing." But now the band has already, your band has already 5 clip video. It's amazing. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed, on videos we it's crazy. Maybe, you know, but actually yes, in the end, for on the 10 songs of the album we will have 8 music videos.
That's right. No Way Out, out last year. Break, Lost Control, Take Me Away, and Synapse, released a few weeks ago. But it's amazing. 5 clip video. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, exactly 5. And in 2 days there will be the next one called Empty.
Oh my God. Ah, this is the declaration of love. I love that song.
I know you love that song. So.
Okay. And you bring a very particular care to your clip video, because there is a central character, sometimes very unusual.
Yes, it's true. I mean, we really, you know, for us it's important that we don't have, you know, all the time the same music videos with just the band playing. And so we wanted to add a character, special character. So in Lost Control we have dancers, you know, which is really unusual in metal scene. And we also have, yeah, different actors. And on the song Take Me Away, we have a Freaky Hoodie, which is the most tattooed man in France. You know, he is a bit famous on in France, because there was a kind of buzz around him because of his tattoo, and he is a teacher. And so since we want to spread tolerance messages, we thought that this guy would fit perfectly with the album. So we were very happy to have him in our video.
Yes, of course. Freaky Udi, too, you said, is on the artwork on the new album.
Exactly. Actually, it wasn't planned, actually. But when we shot the video together, we really connected together, and And we just thought, hey, do you want to be on the cover? And he just said, yeah, yeah, let's do this. And we had the photo, the camera, and so we just improvised a photo shoot, and that's it. But yes, so this is why sometimes you just have to, you know, to go for it. When you feel that there is an opportunity or something going on, you just have to go for it, and that what just happened with him.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Dust in Mind is the one and the only metal band to reach the Eiffel Tower. I think you'll be the completely crazy story.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Paris is, since it's the most, you know, famous city, French city in the world. So we just thought that since a lot of people, a lot of our fans that comes not from France, they didn't know we were French. So we just thought, hey, we did it wrong. We should show that we are French. And so we decided to go to the Eiffel Tower. So we just asked, actually, and we had the opportunity to have 1 hour in total to do everything. So so we just said to the guy, okay, let's do this. And so we had 1 hour, but including the timing to go upstairs to build, setting up the drums, the lights, the video equipment, to shoot the pictures, and to go downstairs. So in the end, we just shot 15 minutes in total, maximum of images. So in the end, what you can see in the video is almost everything we shot.
Amazing, amazing. Padam, 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 yes. Padam. What a very French touch in the chorus, in the vibe of Edith Piaf, I guess.
Exactly, exactly. Of course, she is, I don't know, such an icon, you know, and yes, it's a cliche, but that's, you know, that's something that everyone knows about her, and so we really wanted to show this inspiration in this song, and so yeah, I think when Damien wrote this song, I just thought, okay, this 10 seconds have to be written in French. It fits perfectly to this French part.
Okay, on air with us this afternoon on 213 Rock Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, Jane Litzinger of vocal of the band Dust in Mind. The new album is coming late night on Thursday between Friday on the digital platform, CD, etc. Vinyl, you can reach the order from directly from the Facebook page, official Facebook page of Dust in Mind. And now there is the track listing: Lost Control, Take Me Away, Empty Synopsis, Free Fall, WGACA, Break, The White Page, Speak for the Voiceless, No Way Out. And the lineup is Damien Doche on guitars, Jennifer Jervy, the vocals on air with us at this moment, Xavier Guyot on bass guitars, and Thomas Marazzi on drums, and Philippe Miral on guitars. Jane, just before the end, I got another question. Dust in Mind has already toured all over Europe with Pain, Danger, Arch Enemy, Soil Work, Infected Rain, and Evergrey. Well, what is the great experience you got with all those bands?
I mean, every tour was so, so different. But of course, Pain was our first tour in Europe, so I think this is really, really precious one. But I would say that the Danger shows we did with them lately was really, really intense also, because it was during the COVID, and so for us it was, you know, like a big breath of fresh air, so actually it was really, really precious to us. But every tour is different regarding the audience, if it fits or less. I mean, for us, every tour and every show is totally different.
Different. How was your show with Ad Infinitum at the Z7 in Switzerland a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was just so, so, so nice. I mean, the band that played that night, Ad Infinitum and Illumishade, was so, so nice. It was so cool, finally, to be able to play after such a long time. It was our only one show for 2020, and it was really, really intense. And it was a bit not scary, but I really felt like it was my first time on stage, you know. I was not frightened or anything. I was just so overwhelmed by the emotion, you know, like I felt like the luckiest people in the world. And and this was for a moment almost too much for me to handle. But after one song or two songs, I get the control back on myself, and so I was able to just enjoy and to let go what feelings I wanted to let go. But it was really, really cool, and for a lot of people in the venue, it was also their first show after the COVID. So we really felt something, you know. There was really a strong energy, you know. You just have to look at the people in front of you in the audience, and there was always something was happening with every people I met that night.
Okay, just before the end, Jen, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience, for your fan club page, Dust in Mind Fans, by admin by Mr. A.D. Sinner? Just say hello. And your official Facebook page, Jennifer Dust in Mind. Do you have a message for all your fans, please?
My message is just simple. Guys, I'm so, so looking forward to meet you. Wherever you are, we will come to you. We will do our best to meet you everywhere, guys. We just hope that you are still there, guys, and supporting live music like before this COVID, and that you will be there to share this energy together.
Okay, thank you very much for this live interview. Thank you very much for your time. It was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now on the music on 213 Rock Show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio, Synapse, the radio good song, The French Touch on the metal music on air now. 213 Rock.
Realizing heaviness, emotions always drowning me.